thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, now there's a sound I haven't heard in a little while. Hello, it's great to be back on this Wednesday. JT here, and we'll do a roll call. Mr. Lee, hello, are you there? No, hold on, what's going on?
Yes,
yeah.
I am having a mic malfunction. No. I was just going along and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to say anything because, yes, I know. Look, can we tell our listeners where I've been?
Yeah, you may as well.
On the Wednesdays.
Do you want to tell them on the Friday? What do you want to do?
We'll do it on Friday. Let's do that.
Mr. Lee's been on a very special assignment. So the hook is now you can catch us on Friday and he'll tell you all about what he's been up to. He's been dodging us all purposely for the last few weeks. And I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I've missed having you around.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Okay, well, welcome back, Mr. Lee. Great to have you here. Today it is the Talk and Flickster podcast. This is where we get one of our Flicksters on, our listeners, to go off and see a movie and review it for us. And we get to sit back and hear the Talk and Flickster do their thing. And today, Mr. Lee, it's Predator Badlands, which is probably not a bad thing you've been away because I don't think you want to touch on this one. But I'm a Predator fan, so I've got to say I am happy to see this new movie out. We've got like a new remote planet. We've got this young Predator without the mask. I'll have a whinge about that a bit later on. And a new planet, Mr. Lee.
Yes. Sorry, I digressed there. I was just doing something with my dog. Sorry.
Oh my
dog's
God.
Sitting, Zeus is sitting beside me and he was just chewing on something and that's why I went, I better take that off him because he's gonna make too much noise.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that. When did you sneak him in? Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. He's very quiet normally and that's why I thought, you normally say something as soon as you see him, but he was very good. So sorry about that. To digress. So what was your question?
You know what? Just forget it. I'm going to play the trailer. We're in trouble.
Welcome to the most dangerous planet in the universe, where everything is trying to kill you.
I need a hand.
You're here to prove yourself. Hunting something that can't be killed. Be alone in this hunt.
Yaslan Zorgijin. Det jet you lightish.
Yeah, well, how about that? It's Predator Badlands, Mr. Lee.
It sounds so good, doesn't it? But we're going to find out all about it from our Talking Flickster today. And let's welcome Sam to the podcast. Hey,
hey.
Sam.
Hey, Grant Lee and JT. How you going, guys?
Very well indeed. Thank you, sir.
Bravo, bravo.
How are you doing? You all right?
Oh, pretty damn all right. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. For a Wednesday, it's not bad, is it?
Well, it's halfway to the weekend,
and that's the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
At least you only got 2 days left to go.
Well, for some, I'm sure Sam's probably got longer than that as well. Like, and I don't know if you've been at work. I don't want to. You know what? I'm not even going to go there because, I'm just I'll save that for Friday, okay? I don't want to ruin Sam's day because I'm sure he's having a good one. Sam, welcome back, mate. We last had you on for Conjuring, Last Rites. And we've sent you off to see, well, I wouldn't say this is a horror film as such. It's more a thriller, sci-fi. Would you agree? That's what it sounds and looks like.
I'd agree. I mean, in some respect, it's got horror-esque elements to it a little bit. But, you know, it's a bit all of the above, you know, a little bit.
And you,
in some ways.
You did say off the podcast that you had seen pretty much all the Predator films. So did you go into Badlands with a certain expectation of what you were looking to see?
Yeah, I guess I was sort of hoping I would see something a bit sort of very dark and a bit ominous, as some of the, you know, the Predator movies often are. To be honest, this one was a bit of a different vibe change, but it didn't bother me too much. My eyes were glued to the screen at the time, so I was very much enjoying it. I didn't have even a moment where I'm like, when's this movie end? I felt very captivated just watching the whole thing unveil, so it was pretty awesome.
When you look at the first Predator, which I think was probably one of the best that they did, was the first one, because, you know, you got Arnie going, "Go to the chopper." You know, that was one of the greatest movie lines of all time.
Oh yeah,
it's just so synonymous with the Predator franchise. But in that one, Predator comes to Earth. Obviously, over the time, you've seen this transition. But yeah, how does it compare to, say, the first one?
Your mind shifts a bit in who you're rooting for. I mean, the first one, you definitely want Arnie to last the whole movie, I suppose. Like, and whereas this one, it's the focus on the protagonist is, you know, Predator, and it's like he's somewhat the good guy. Like, you want him to get from point A to point B. So it's flipping the script on who's the bad guy kind of thing, I feel. Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting. So for someone, because I'm not into these sort of movies, so do you reckon these would be something that, because as I said, I'm not into them, do you think I would enjoy them? Because I don't like horrors, and you said it's not a horror, but there is horror parts.
Yep.
Do you think someone like me that would still enjoy it?
Well, there's somewhat scary-ish aspects, but, you know, it's not to the biggest scale that horror can go sort of thing. So I think if you're not such into horrific blood and gore, you'd be fine. You know, you could go there and not be like scared out of your mind, I think.
Yeah, which is really good. Now tell me about Ellie Fanning's character. Is this the first time she's been in this sort of movie? Because I haven't seen her name on any of the other
Dakota's
movies.
Dakota's sister, isn't it? The younger Ellie sister. Fanning? Yeah, Elle, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
the family affair.
I recognise the Fanning name, and for a moment I thought, oh, is that Dakota Fanning? But yeah, it's the first time I learnt that was her sister. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's been in quite a few movies. I mean, she was in that that Complete Unknown, you know, the Bob Dylan movie. Yep. Yeah, that was only, what, last year? She's been in quite a catalogue, actually, looking at it now. So, yeah, she's up there with her sister, which is really good. But how does she go in this movie, Sam? Like, does she really stand out? And tell us a bit about her character, because it's, is it Thea?
Yeah. Her name's Thea, and I felt, to be honest, she only put half of herself in. No, sorry, that's the horriblest joke ever, because, you know, there's only half of her character on the poster, so no. She went well. Like, she's got a real upbeat sort of vibe to her, whereas it mashes against Predator's whole, I just want to get the job done, and he's a bit brutal sort of thing in his personality, but they sort of mesh together or not mesh together in, you know, an interesting way, I feel. So yeah, no, it was a pretty cool matchup, I reckon.
Oh, that's good, because you want chemistry between aliens and humans, don't you?
Yeah, well, to be yeah. You got me.
Oh, look, he just had to throw that in, you know? Like, he's just, he's, sorry. Yeah, he's had a couple of weeks
off. Well,
I thought,
hey, I thought if Sam can say something funny, I can too.
Yeah, but Sam's was funnier, so.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Sorry, Sam.
Sorry. No, that's all cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, okay, so what's the go with the I want to ask, just for someone that's seen the movie, I've noticed watching the trailer, this predator's not wearing his mask. What's the go there? Like, I know it's a younger predator, so I get that, but, like, what's the reasoning behind not having the mask? Because that's what's missing from the other Predator films, right?
Yeah, no, I honestly didn't even think of that before I went and saw the movie and up until you've asked this question. That's a good point. I don't know why he's not wearing his mask. Maybe, I guess, it might be because he's on the younger side of things and he's part of a tribe and it seems like he needs to prove himself before he gets certain, you know, advantages sort of thing. So maybe it's something he needs to earn, I'm guessing. I'm not really sure, to be honest, but that's a good point, yeah.
Say, Sam, tell me about the music, because I believe it's performed by a Mongolian folk metal band called The Who.
Yeah, I've listened to The Who off a mate a little bit, and I, in my taste, it's not exactly my thing, but I did notice when they had their music in it, and it actually really suited the whole theme of the movie. And also, there was amazing orchestral music throughout the whole movie. It really put an imprint of, you know, added to the uniqueness of the movie, which was awesome. In particular, I noticed the violins were really cool, but there's so much. I stayed and watched the credits, and there's like a mile long of musicians in the credits. It's quite amazing how many people are involved.
Yeah, Grant Lee loves the credits, so he'll be there.
Yeah,
I will. Exactly. Yeah. Right. I love that sort of music. This is going to sound silly from me now, but are there multiple predators or is it just one predator? Is there, because I'm sorry, I haven't watched the movie, so I don't know.
I was only seeing like one in the trailer, but whether or not that's, yeah.
Well, there could be or there couldn't be. Maybe.
Oh, okay, good. Right, thank you. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, because that sounds like it's a spoiler. Okay, let's move on.
No, it's all good.
We'll buzz him out.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad. Sorry about that, yeah. Now, tell me, was there anything that really stood out to you that you went, wow, that wasn't in the others, this was in the others, or, you know, oh, yeah, they've copied this from the other one, or, you know, they've had little Easter eggs or something from the other movies?
There was a particular fight scene with a robot, we'll say, and it had some unique things going on in that fight, which I thought, yeah, I haven't seen that happen in a fight before, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, good. Because that's what you go and you go, wow. And you come out of the theater and you just go, yeah, that's what really stood out. Or, you know, like, yeah, I'm with you. I like little things that you can just remember and go. And it's like, you know, the first one, get to the chopper. I'm sure, like, as I said, I'm not saying it, but I know that line because we heard it so many times and people repeat it all the time.
Can you do it with a bit more passion, please, Mr. Lee? It's not just get to the chopper, okay?
Oh, no, because I know you'll use it against me later down the track, so yes. That's why I didn't.
Into the chopper!
Oh, well done! That was very well done there, Sam. That was actually better than mine.
So a true fan, which you have because you watch them all, this has, do you think it's ended the franchise or do you think there's more to come in just the Predator?
I'd say there's definitely some unanswered questions. I reckon there's definitely more to come. Like, stay tuned. There's a whole lot more that's probably got to happen, I'd say. Like, Yeah.
I love a
cookbook. That's good.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah. Because it's a massive franchise. It's taken a lot of money. So imagine if, you know, from 1987 to now, how much money that's taken. If they're on a good thing, they'll stick to it. They'll just keep popping them out. But I wonder, okay, here's a question for you both. You've said that Predators versus Alien, Predators versus who else? I don't know. Who could it actually verse in the whole, in anything? If it's a Marvel character or anything like that, do you reckon Predator could go up against, I don't know, it or, you know, something like that? Is there someone that would really go well in a movie with Predator?
I'd love to see the Predator take on the Terminator, to be entirely honest. I reckon that would be
Get out of
really
here.
Cool.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be
cool. You got those words right out of my brain, man. Good on you.
Wow. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, you read my brain. That is sick.
Which Terminator, though? Like, which one? Because there was a whole range of Terminators, wasn't there? Which one do we think would really give the Predator a run for its money? Because I love that that one. I think it was Terminator 2. You know the one that's liquid? That'd be really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Robert Patrick. Liquid T-1000.
That was a good one.
Oh, man, he was the best, villain ever, man.
Yeah.
I actually met him at Comic-Con not long ago.
Oh.
Such a cool guy.
Oh, wow. Now, Mr. Lee wants to know, did you get a selfie?
I did, and it's hanging on the wall. It's in a picture framed. Boy. So, yeah.
Good.
Got his signature too, yep.
Mr. Lee.
You got to do that.
Yeah.
That's a big thing you got to do. Always get selfies.
Yeah.
Or can I say you should be calling them ussies, but anyway.
Ussies. Because
it's not. Yeah, because it's us having a photo. It's not a selfie, which is just by myself.
That is so that's so lame. Yeah. Did you come up with that?
No, it's off Ted Lasso.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. That's okay. I won't buzz you out. I was going to buzz you out, but that's okay. It's from somewhere else. So, okay. But, yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you know what? It sounds like a great movie. You know what that means, Mr. Lee?
It certainly does.
Should we get some Choc Tops?
Choc Tops? I think we should. Yeah. Let me just go to the freezer and I'll just open the freezer.
It's been a few weeks. Hold on. I've just got to.
It's going to.
Still sounds all right for a few weeks, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it has an iced over. That's pretty good. So, Sam, out of 5 Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give Predator Badlands?
I'm going to give it 3.5.
3.5?
I had a pretty good time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
I like 3.5. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That's decent. Yeah. Yep. So,
had a twist at the end too, which I like.
Oh.
Ooh. Now he brings it.
I was like a twist.
Sammy boy, what was going on, mate? You're keeping that one from us, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tell us. We need to go. Oh, sorry. JT needs to go watch it.
No, only if you come along. But that is pretty good. 3.5. We'll take that.
Yep.
And if you want to go and see it this weekend, make sure you go on. Tickets are on sale, Mr. Lee, online as usual and all the usual places.
They certainly are. So just head to our websites and you'll find out what time it's playing and go and enjoy Predator Badlands.
Good stuff. Well, that's us done. Is there anything else you wanted to add there, Sam? Were you all good? You said everything you wanted to say?
Oh, yeah. One interesting thing I've noticed, there's been some captivating little things floating around on the internet that maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger might star in the next Predator movie. I hope he does. That would be sick.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
That would be a full circle moment.
I love Dutch.
He came
such
back
a badass.
Yes, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is an all-time great actor, isn't he? Like, he can do anything. He can do a comedy, Kindergarten Cop. He can go to this. He's a very rare actor that can do those sort of things. So, yeah, I like
Speaking of rare, I know that a lot of people tend to say, oh, he can't act, but what he can do is anything he says sounds cool. Sounds so cool. Like, he could say, I'm going to eat a peanut butter sandwich, and it would sound really cool.
Yeah.
I love him, though. I just think he is just such a phenomenal actor. He really is. And I agree with you, Sam. There's not much the guy can't do. Like, he's just...
I tell you, Sam? I didn't get an ussy, but I actually did meet Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Oh,
Oh, well, when did that happen?
At a movie that I went to, and he was opening the movie, and yeah, he's the nicest guy as well. But I didn't get an ussy at all, so I was very upset.
Isn't it funny, Sam? Doesn't have a photo. Oh. You know what they say?
Yeah.
Photo or it didn't happen, Mr. Lee, so
that's what they say. Yeah. But you know what? We can talk to our good friend Chris Walter, and he'll compare. He'll actually back me up.
Got a witness. Yeah, you got an alibi, right? There you go. You got a witness there. That's good. That's good. I like this.
Actually, I better text Chris and let him know.
Yeah, you tell him. I need a favour. Yeah, thank you so much, Sam.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.
Mate, what are you having for lunch? What are you having for lunch today? What's going on?
For lunch?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's lunchtime. What are you having for lunch? Like, what's the go? Have I asked an awkward question?
I've got sandwiches for lunch today. I'm boring. So, yeah, I've got nothing.
I've got a fuckacha today. You know, the bread, the things with the, you know,
focaccia.
The focaccias. Yeah, I got one of those. I call it focaccia, Mr. Lee. And it's really delicious. It's nice and I can smell it from here. Can you smell it? It's like, can you smell it? Turkish bread? It's got little flavors in it.
Oh, no. Sorry. Sam, what are you having for lunch? Yeah, I hope it's not focaccia.
I just said, like, can I call it on a stick?
Yep.
He's already had lunch.
Cheese.
Oh, you must have had an early lunch. Yeah, we don't eat till after the show.
Man.
We wait.
Because if I do, I'd have to go. So I have to eat after.
You have to go.
All right.
Okay. We're getting out of here. Great to have you back, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, we are. We're babbling on. Sorry.
And we'll catch you
Sam. Good
Friday.
To talk to you.
Too, thanks, mate. JT and Green. Oh, it was great. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam. Thank you. And Friday, Mr. Lee, you got a new time, right? We're changing the time.
Yeah,
next
we are.
Week.
And
we're going to tell everyone.
And we're changing. Yeah, you want to tell everyone? You can.
No, you can do it. You can do it.
Okay. So our Talking Flickster podcast from next week's moving to Friday, and it's going to drop at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh.
And our Friday podcast that we normally do is moving to Thursday, and it's going to drop at 5 a.m. as well. So, it's going to be a very early morning.
Yeah. Gone from having lunch with you to having my Weet-Bix with you. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll be eating porridge, I think, or something. Oh! Coffee, strong coffee to keep us awake.
We're going to have a sleepover.
Sorry, I might be busy next week.
Oh, here we go again. All right. Well, you know what? Yeah, good stuff, Miss Lee. I'll catch you on Friday, all right? I'll see you.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.